We're pleased to be joined by Jack Farrell for our weekly wine chat. Jack, always look forward to your visit.
Steve, you're very kind. Inasmuch as last week we talked about New Zealand, which is kind of the newest area in the entire world for producing wine, I thought maybe we should talk about one of the oldest. And that's because this week I had several Rhone wines that were just simply outstanding. And that oldest area is probably the Côte du Rhône. Undoubtedly, wines have been there since at least the 6th century BC. They were planted originally, they think, by the Phoenicians, and then the Greeks colonized the area, and finally the Romans, etc. But they've been producing wine there for, when you stop and figure it, that's almost 3,000 years, and producing wine commercially for that long. I mean, it's astonishing. Who knows, again, exactly when it arrived there, but I'm really glad it did. The Rhone Valley is just a marvelous resource and is still today a great resource. If you're looking for a very modestly priced, reliable wine, look no further than the Côte du Rhône. Those wines, I think, are just so dependable. Pretty hard to find a bad one. You might find some that are kind of on the thin side, but generally the Côte du Rhônes are pretty good. And they're not only good in just red wine, they make a wonderful white wine that's a little less known. But the Viognier grape for making white wines is, in my opinion, a much overlooked gem. It really produces wonderful wines of great depth, good character, etc. And of course, on these summer days, the Côte du Rhône produces some wonderful rosés, primarily from the Grenache grape. The Côte du Rhône is divided into two areas, the northern Côte du Rhône and the southern Côte du Rhône. The northern Côte du Rhône brings us fabulous wines. The greatest wine of the Côte du Rhône north is Hermitage. And Hermitage is a big powerhouse, bold wine. I was telling some people a couple of days ago, the turn of the last century, in the early 1900s, if you were out with Bertie, Queen Victoria's oldest son, you might be drinking something called Lafite Hermitage. And Lafite Hermitage was Chateau Lafite Rothschild, which we know today is still a great wine from the Pouillac region of Bordeaux. But it was blended with Hermitage. Hermitage gave it some spine. So Hermitage is almost 100% Syrah. And Syrah is a big, inky, red wine with a lot of power. And it gives spine and stability to any wine it's blended with. So the Lafite Hermitage was it was the most expensive wine you could buy in London at that time, and there was good reason for it. The wine was simply delicious, and Hermitage is no question about it. It's a marvelous wine, and that's, again, the top wine of the northern Côte du Rhône. Another wine from the northern Côte du Rhône would be Côte Rôtie, the Roasted Slope, and it too is a big wine. And these big wines are big, powerful wines and call for big, powerful food. The southern Côte du Rhône is a little easier, and the most popular and probably well-known wine from that area is Châteauneuf-du-Pape. And it gets its name from the 1300s when there was a problem in Rome and they moved the whole Vatican and the whole administrative system of the Catholic Church, which was a big powerhouse business in those days and a big powerhouse state. And they moved it from Rome to Avignon. And there, obviously, the Pope who moved it was Pope Clement V in 1309. They start calling this area Châteauneuf-du-Pape, House of the New Pope, and the Pope's new house. And anyway, the Châteauneuf-du-Papes are very, again, reliable wines, big, delightful, take age pretty well. I mean, you can get a Châteauneuf-du-Pape that's 15, 20 years old, and you can usually rely on it. Those wines age well, and that's because of the mixture of the Syrah in there, in my opinion, although Grenache grape is really the powerhouse grape and the working grape of the whole Rhone Valley. And that's why, as I mentioned a little earlier, those Côte du Rhône rosés are so good because they're primarily Grenache. Grenache just makes a delicious rosé. And, of course, you've all heard me talk about my favorite rosé, which is Tavel. And Tavel is an area in the Côte du Rhône also, but all they produce in Tavel is rosé wines. But more importantly, it's just simply Côte du Rhône. That's over half of the production, almost 60% of the Rhône Valley produces Côte du Rhône, which is the simplest, lowest class wine of the area. And that, to me, is what makes it so popular. The wines are very, very affordable, and those little Côte du Rhônes are simply delicious. It's a mixture of Grenache and Syrah, and produced on different soils. The variety is immense in just simple Côte du Rhône. Some are a little bolder, some are more meek, some are lighter, some are heavier. But the Côte du Rhône themselves, it's just a good everyday drinking wine. In fact, my house wine is a simple Côte du Rhône. They're wines that just call for food. They love foods every day. And like I say, the blend of grapes in them reflect the winemaker's skill. And there's so many good winemakers and even good cooperatives that produce Côte du Rhônes that, you know, are very, very pleasing. And, you know, there's some that they even named the village after it. But that, you know, as I've said before, looking at a wine label is a little like looking at a target. The more detail is on it, in other words, say we had a Minnesota wine, and then you had a Hennepin County wine, and then you had a Minneapolis wine, and then you had Chateau WCCO wine. So the closer you get to that Chateau WCCO wine, obviously the better the wine is, because the prouder the owner is to put his name on it, etc. And the Minnesota wine would be an overall category and going down. And that's the same thing in France, and particularly in the Côte du Rhône. But when you get into the crews of Côte du Rhône, it's really wonderful. Tavel is a crew. Vacaras is another wine area that produces wonderful wines that are just perfect for beefy, hearty dishes. But the simple Côte du Rhônes are the kind to have in the summer, in my humble opinion, because they're just not very complex. They're just right there for you. Easy wines to like, easy wines to drink, and easy wines with food. They're very, very fruit-friendly. The Rhône River starts way up in the Alps and flows over 500 miles into the Mediterranean. And the vineyards are people both sides of the Rhône Valley as you go down that Rhône River. It is just incredible. And when you stop and figure out that those they've been growing wine there for 3,000 years, they have a little bit of history to them, and the wine growers know the area. The northern Rhône is a much smaller area. It's only 40 miles in that Rhône Valley, and it produces only about 6-7% of the wines that grow there. But as I said, the Côte Rôti, Saint-Joseph, Coronas, Hermitage, Croix-Hermitage. Croix-Hermitage is a nice wine if you want to try Hermitage and you don't want to spend all that money to try a Hermitage itself. That's the most expensive and the biggest wine of the Rhône Valley. Try a Croix-Hermitage. It's a big area. The wines are never terribly expensive, and it's a good introduction to those big powerhouse northern wines. But the southern Rhône is really, in my opinion, where it's at, because those Côte du Rhônes make wonderful everyday drinking wine that you can just simply enjoy. You don't have to pick it apart, etc., like you do a lot of great wines and actually be looking for different things. They're simple, they're straightforward, they're very enjoyable, and whether you're having a Tavel, which is a wonderful rosé from the area, or you're having just a simple Côte du Rhône rosé, I guarantee you having a Rhône wine on a day like today is going to make your day that much better, make the meal taste better, and it'll introduce you, if you've never had a Côte du Rhône, to a whole wonderful area of wine that anybody who cares about wine ought to be really interested in, to the Côte du Rhône. Welcome to the Côte du Rhône. Hello.
Jack, learned so much, and I'm sure someone at Haskell's could help you find a great bottle of wine from the Rhône Valley.
Indeed, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and whether you're looking for a Riesling or you want something from Chile or Argentina, or you're looking for to try one of these Rhone wines, stop in and talk to the folks at Haskell's. They can't make the meal, but they can ensure that the meal is just perfectly accompanied by whatever wine they'll help you pick. And you know, the best news is they're going to help you pick a wine that will not break the bank. You'll be able to afford it very comfortably. Haskell's has literally tens of thousands of different wines from all over the world. That's why they're called the wine people. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Excelsior, right on the corner of Lake Minnetonka. Haskell's right off of 35W in Faribault. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is a store not to be missed. It's huge, over 22,000 square feet. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
All right, Jack, I always learn so much. Good to hear from you, and we'll visit again in a week.
Steve, I'll look forward to that.
There he is, Jack Farrell, in our weekly wine chat from Haskell's here on CCO.